and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, and your preacher on this Wednesday of the 23rd week in Ordinary Time. I'm coming to you from Chicago in the United States with a preaching I'm calling Blessings and Woes. The reading is from the Gospel of Luke, his version of the Beatitudes. Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." The Gospel of the Lord. The Beatitudes, there's so much here, of course. I want to focus on the contrast, you know, because Luke has four blesseds and four woes, and they parallel each other. So to see what he's getting at, I just want to take one of them, the last one, the strangest of all of them. And look at that contrast. Blessed are you when people hate you. Rejoice in that, because of the Son of Man. Why is that? Their ancestors did that to the prophets, the true prophets, hated them. Because, of course, people's motives are very mixed. And God's motives are pure. And if you're a prophet, you have purified your motives, a true prophet, and you speak only what God says. And there will be people who will hate you for that. So we get to the woe. Woe to you when all speak well of you, not some, all. Because that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. 'Tis very interesting. Why would all speak well of you? Because if you're speaking just the truth, you're rubbing someone the wrong way. Well, perhaps it is that you just have to please people. And so you just don't say the hard things. And so everybody likes you. You're certainly not a prophet. And that is not what God needs from us. But if I look at myself, that is not my problem. I have many problems, many sins. I'm not a people pleaser, though I see some are. But what I am tempted to do sometimes, woe to you when all speak well of you, because the only people I listen to, I care about, I take advice from, are the people who do speak well of me. Do I listen to my critics? Am I angering people just because I'm so righteous and true? Or am I honestly difficult and obstinate and wrong? But the people who try to point that out to me, I just discount. I don't listen to. So in my world, everyone that matters speaks well of me. If that's true, I can't be God's prophet. Because God's prophet speaks nothing but truth. And Jesus says we are blessed when people hate us because of him, the Son of Man. I can be wrong and people hate me, and that gives me no blessing at all. And then I exclude their voice and I double the woes that are coming my way. We need to hold to speak in the truth and then listening to everybody. And if some blowback comes our way because of the truth and we are really pure in that, laugh, rejoice, recognize you're doing something right. But don't just exclude the voice out of hand, because we all can make mistakes. And God's prophets need to always be true to God's word. May God give you the grace to be a true prophet today.